Today is Easter Sunday, the day we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus from the dead.
复活节的花是这个白色的百合花。
The Easter flower is the white lily.
这个百合花的样子好像一个小喇叭。
The shape of this flower is like a little trumpet.
有一个很好的好消息要告诉我们大家。
This represents the good news that is being proclaimed to the world.
耶稣基督从死里已经复活了。
That Jesus has resurrected from the dead.
每当复活节的时候, 我们都容易联想到死亡和生命的问题。
Every time we come upon Easter, we often think about the ideas of death and the ideas of resurrection.
今生是短暂的, 死亡是残酷的。
This life is very short, and death is a very sorrowful thing.
感谢神在耶稣基督里面赐给我们永远的生命。
And we thank our Lord Jesus that in his death that we can have eternal life.
复活节也让我们想到很多已经离开我们去世的亲友。
Easter also gives us a chance to ponder upon the persons, the loved ones that have gone ahead of us, have passed away.
耶稣基督从死里复活了, 那些信耶稣的人, 他们将来也要复活, 我们还要见面。
Jesus resurrected from the dead, and it is told to us that one day, those of us who were born again Christians would also be resurrected to be with him.
耶稣基督复活是宇宙间一件最重大的事情。
I believe the resurrection is the most important single event in human history.
诸位有没有想过, 假如耶稣基督没有复活, 我们有什么盼望?
I don't know if you ever thought of this. If Jesus did not rise from the dead, what type of hope do we have?
假如耶稣基督没有复活, 我们没有复活的盼望, 我们就吃吃喝喝算了吧, 因为明天就死了,
without Jesus' resurrection, we might as well forget the whole thing, just eat, drink, and be merry, because there's nothing to hope for, even for the Christians.
复活节最重要的信息就是刚才我们所念的经文, 他不在这里, 照他所说的已经复活了。
The most key message for Easter is in the passage we just read. He is not here anymore. He has risen.
当耶稣死了以后被放在坟墓里, 有人在礼拜天的早晨到坟墓那里去找耶稣的尸体, 天使显现说他不在这里。
The Sunday morning after Jesus' burial, there were people who went to the tomb to look for Jesus' body. When they got there, the tomb was open, and the angels there told them that he is not here anymore. He is risen.
古今中外有很多的圣贤豪杰, 他们都死了,都埋葬了, 都还在那里。
There have been many, many teachers, even religious teachers. Every single one of them have died, and they're still inside their graves.
只有耶稣基督,
only Jesus.
他死了,埋葬了。 可是他却不一直在那里,
After he died and buried, he resurrected. He is not there anymore. He is not in his grave anymore.
亲爱的朋友,你是否相信有永生这回事?
I don't know if you truly believe in your hearts that there is eternal life.
你是不是相信人死了以后还有复活的盼望?
I don't know if you really believe that after you die, there's the possibility of being resurrected.
可能在很多人心目中常常有一个疑问, 复活节我过了好多次了,耶稣真的复活了吗?
Maybe you have celebrated many Easters before in your life, but you have never really thought about the fact that did Jesus really rise from the dead?
你读新约圣经,你会发现圣经上很多次的记载,耶稣复活以后向人显现。
If you read the New Testament carefully, you would come across many, many incidences. After Jesus' resurrection, he showed himself to his followers.
你会觉得奇怪,
and you would discover that how come he revealed himself so many times after his resurrection to his followers. I believe God knows that we're weak and we doubt, and he wants to use these records in the New Testament as an encouragement to us.
假如我计算得不错, 圣经里面有12次,
if I'm not mistaken, there are exactly 12 times recorded in the New Testament.
耶稣,
concerning Jesus' appearances after his resurrection. His first appearance was to Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene was a very sad woman at first. She was possessed by many demons. Jesus cast out the demons from her, saved her, and she has a very grateful heart toward the Lord Jesus.
那个礼拜天的早晨，她很早就到坟墓那里去看耶稣。
And that very first Easter Sunday morning, she went. She was the first to go to the tomb to visit Jesus' body.
可是她找不到耶稣的身体。
But when she got there, she couldn't find his body.
她就在那个空坟墓的外面哭。
And so she started to weep in front of the empty tomb.
她说：“这么好的一个人，为什么死得这么惨？”
She said to herself, "How can such a good man die such a disastrous death?"
他死了以后，身体都不见了，怎么这么惨呢？
Even after he was buried, his body was stolen.
耶稣就向他显现。
And then Jesus appeared to her.
耶稣问他说：“你为什么哭？”
Jesus asked her, "Why are you weeping?"
在复活节的早晨，我们所听到的第一个消息就是：“你为什么哭？”
The very first message on that very first Easter was, "Why are you weeping?"
耶稣问玛利亚：“你为什么哭？”他已经复活了，有盼望。
Jesus asked Mary Magdalene, "Why are you weeping?" Because he has risen, so there's hope for her.
当耶稣向玛利亚显现以后，他又向另外的几个妇女显现。
Now after Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene, he also appeared to many other women.
你想想看，那些爱主的姊妹，早上天还不亮的时候，到坟墓那里去，这需要多么大的爱心
！Just picture yourself these women of God. Before the sun even rose on that first Easter morning, they went to the tomb to pay respect to Jesus.
耶稣复活以后，第三次显现是向他的门徒彼得。
The third time that Jesus appeared was to his disciple Simon Peter.
耶稣还没有向其他的门徒显现以前，曾经单独一次。向彼得显现。
Before Jesus showed himself to all his other disciples, he showed himself to Peter individually.
这是耶稣基督的慈爱的安排。
I believe this is arranged because of Jesus' love.
因为彼得曾经三次不认主，他曾经跌倒得很惨。
Because just a few days ago, prior to his death, Peter denied Jesus three times.
假如耶稣同时向一些门徒一起显现，他会觉得彼得大概很不好意思。
If Jesus would appear to all the disciples at the same time, you can imagine how Peter would feel, the guilt in him.
他单独先向彼得显现。
But Jesus chose to meet Peter alone first.
他向彼得显现，让彼得想起他曾经讲过的话，你回头以后要眷顾你的弟兄。
This allows Peter to remember the words of Jesus, that after you have repented, you need to build up your brethren.
我相信当那一次耶稣向彼得显现的时候，彼得一定在主的面前流了很多悔改的眼泪。
I'm very positive that one that time when Jesus met Peter, Peter shed many many tears.
就在复活的那一天晚上，耶稣又啊那一天的下午又向两个门徒显现。
On that very first Easter Sunday afternoon, Jesus appeared to two of his disciples.
那两个门徒从耶路撒冷到一个名叫以马忤斯的小村庄去。
These two disciples were going from the city of Jerusalem to the city called Emmaus.
他们那个时候心里非常忧愁。
Those two disciples and their way to Emmaus, their hearts were very saddened.
他们脸上带着愁容。
They had a very long and sad face.
耶稣向他们显现，跟他们一块走，他们还没有发现是耶稣。
As they were walking along, Jesus came up from behind them and started walking along with them, and they did not recognize him.
耶稣用很多的话来鼓励他们。
And Jesus encouraged them.
用圣经的话让他们心里又重新的活热起来。
Jesus used Bible verses to encourage them, to uplift their spirit.
他们说，听说耶稣基督复活了，也向一些人显现，可是我们不晓得到底是怎么一回事情。
They said to this person who was walking along with them that they heard that their Lord Jesus has resurrected from the dead, but they said they haven't seen him themselves, and they don't really know if the rumor was true.
就是在那天晚上他们一块吃饭的时候，很可能他们突然的发现，哎呀，耶稣的手上怎么有钉痕呢？发现他就是复活的主，所以他们就喜乐起来了。
And that evening, as they shared the supper together, they saw in Jesus' hands were imprints of nails.And they knew that that was Jesus, and they were greatly rejoicing.
这是第四次向门徒。
This is the fourth time Jesus appeared to his disciples.
就在复活节的当天晚上，耶稣再一次向他的使徒们显现。
And that Sunday evening, Jesus appeared to his apostles.
那是晚上。
It was that evening, Sunday, that Easter evening.
这些门徒们很害怕。
These apostles were very frightened.
他们所信奉的主耶稣已经被处以死刑了。他们不晓得他们的命运怎样。
The Lord, the teacher that they have followed so diligently, had been crucified and had been buried, and they didn't know what would become of them.
圣经上讲到，他们因为怕犹太人，那天晚上他们把所有的门都关得很紧，躲在里面。
And that evening, the Bible says, because they were afraid of the Jews, that they might come to get them also, that they lock all their doors.
可是突然之间
，And all of a sudden, when they were gathering together,
这位复活的耶稣基督，他没有叩门，他不必经过门，他就进来，他就向他们显现。
This resurrected Jesus, without coming through the open door, with all the doors locked, he came in and appeared to them.
耶稣对他们说什么
？And Jesus said to them.
愿你们平安。
He said, "Peace be with you all."
在最没有平安的时候，耶稣赐给他们平安。
At the moment when they were lacking peace, Jesus said to them, "Peace be with you."
那天晚上看见耶稣复活显现的，有耶稣十二个门徒中间的十个。
That evening, when Jesus appeared to the apostles, of his 12 apostles, only 10 were there.
那个卖耶稣的犹大他已经上吊死了他不在这其中
One of the 12 which was Judas Iscariot he had hung himself already he was the one who betrayed Jesus
在另外的11个门徒中间有一个人那天晚上不晓得到哪里去
No,
他也不在他的名字叫做多马
Of the other 11 and one of those 11 was not there also this was Thomas Thomas was not there that evening
圣经里面告诉我们这个汤马他是一个生性啊多疑的人常常怀疑
The Bible tells us that Thomas was a person with a lot of doubts. He often wavered in his belief.
后来有人告诉他，耶稣复活了，向我们显现。多马就说我不相信。
And the next day, the other apostles told him that they had met Jesus. Jesus has resurrected, and Thomas said, "I don't believe it."
我们十个人，二十个眼睛都看见了，不会假的。你相信好了。他说我就是不相信。
They told him that all 10 of us with 20 eyes have stared at him. How come you still won't believe?
他说我一定不信，哪有这回事情。
Thomas said, "No way, am I going to believe that?"
除非我亲眼看见他的钉痕，除非我用我的手指头摸一摸，摸一摸他肋旁的枪伤，我永远都不相信。
And Thomas said to the other apostles, "Unless I see him with my own eyes, touch him with my hands, and put my finger through the wounds in his hands and his side, unless I can do that, I will not believe you."
过了八天以后，又到了礼拜天的晚上，多马这一次跟另外的十个门徒在一起。耶稣又向他们显现。
8 days later, also a Sunday, on that evening, Jesus appeared to the apostles for the second time.
耶稣特别找多马，对他说：“你不要疑惑，你总要信。”
Jesus singled out Thomas. Thomas was there this time. Jesus said to Thomas, "Do not doubt, believe, and have faith."
当多马看见耶稣的时候，他觉得非常的惭愧。我相信他没有胆量伸出他的手来摸。
And when Thomas saw Jesus at that time, he was very, very embarrassed. And he had no courage at all to even approach Jesus to touch his wounds.
我相信他一定很惭愧，他发抖，他就跪在地上，他说，我的主，我的神。
And I believe Thomas was very much shaken up. He felt very regretful of what he said earlier. And he got on his knees, shaking. He said to Jesus, "My Lord and my King."
耶稣所说的话对我们今天每一个人都是要紧的。耶稣怎么对多马说？他说：“你看见了才相信，那个没有看见就信的人有福了。”
I believe the words of Jesus, the words that he spoke to Thomas, can be very good encouragement for us. Jesus said, "Thomas, you have seen and have believed, but blessed are those who believe, who have not seen and yet believe."
看见了当然会相信，就是没有看见才信，那个信心才宝贵啊。
Of course, it's easy to believe after you have seen him.But even more precious is the faith which believes in him without seeing him.
我相信从那个时候开始，多马的灵魂有一个大的转机。
My feeling is at that moment, the spiritual life of Thomas was completely turned around.
我们基督徒是凭着信心，不是凭着眼睛。
Christians walk by faith, not by our eyesight.
从那个时候开始，多马就热心地传扬这一位复活的耶稣基督。
From that day on, Thomas went out and preached.Diligently, the gospel about the saving grace of Jesus.
主耶稣的门徒他们分散到四方各地去传福音。
From that moment on, Jesus' apostles spread throughout that area in preaching the
same message. 多马他就一直往东方走。
Thomas headed eastward.
他一直往东方走，看见人就传福音，继续往东方走。
He headed east. He continued to head east. Whoever he runs into, he shares this message of the resurrected Savior.
他一直走到什么地方？他一直走到印度。
He headed east until I don't know if you know how far he got. He actually got to India.
你想想看，两千年以前那种交通的情况，翻山越岭，从中东一直走到印度啊。
Just picture yourself back in those days with the transportation they had. Thomas actually traversed all the rugged terrains all the way east to India.
难怪今天在印度有很多的基督教礼拜堂都取名叫做圣多玛堂，就是要纪念他。
No wonder that today many, many Christian churches in India are called the St. Thomas churches.
这是耶稣复活以后第六次的显现。
This is the sixth time Jesus appeared to his followers.
第七次显现是在提比利亚的海边。
The seventh time was by the shore of the Sea of Tiberias.
第八次他在一个山上同时向五百个人显现。
And the eighth time he appeared on top of a mountain to over 500 people at once.
第九次他向他的弟弟雅各显现。
The ninth time he appeared to his half-brother James.
又有一次他向众使徒显现。
And the tenth time he appeared again to his 12 apostles.
第十一次他向保罗显现。
The 11th time he appeared to Apostle Paul.
保罗是一个很激烈反对基督教的人。
Paul had a lot of zeal against Christianity.
他不但自己不信耶稣，他反对耶稣。
He not only did not believe himself, but he also fought against the Christians.
他不但是讨厌基督徒，他杀基督徒。
He not only hated the Christians, but he also killed many Christians.
可是当耶稣向他显现的时候，他悔改，他成了一个最伟大的宣教士。
But when Jesus appeared to Paul, he repented, he turned around, he had a tremendous conversion, became one of the most useful apostles of Jesus.
最后第十二次，耶稣向他使徒中的约翰显现。
Last and the 12th time, Jesus appeared to his beloved apostle, beloved disciple John.
这位约翰就是写约翰福音、约翰一二三书和启示录的约翰。
This John was the John who wrote the Gospel according to John, and also the epistles, First, Second, and Third John, and also the Book of Revelation.
他是使徒中活得最久的一位。
He lived the longest among all of Jesus' apostles.
那个时候他已经九十岁了。
At that time he was over 90.
当年跟他一同跟随耶稣的那些使徒们，很多都已经为主殉道了，很多都已经离开世界。
Just about all of his Christian contemporaries, those who have walked with him under the teaching of Jesus, have all passed away. Most of them have been martyred.
耶稣在什么地方向约翰显现？
Where did Jesus appear and show himself to Apostle John?
在地中海的一个荒岛上，那个岛的名字就叫做达摩海岛。
Jesus shown himself to Apostle John on a desolate island in the Mediterranean called the island of Patmos.
这个九十多岁的老人家怎么会到那个荒岛上去呢？
Now, how did this old man, night in the 90s, get to that island of Patmos?
他因为忠心的传福音，受到人的迫害，把他当作一个奴工啊，把他送到那个荒岛上去做苦工啊。
The reason he was on the island of Patmos was because of his stand for Jesus and his preaching of the message of the resurrected Savior, and that got him to face so many persecution, and eventually he was exiled to the island of Patmos.
就是在他最孤单、最痛苦、最凄凉的时候，这位荣耀的耶稣基督向他显现。
And it was on that desolate island of Patmos in his most loneliest and most sorrowful moments that Lord Jesus appeared to John.
就是根据那一次显现所得到的启示，他写了圣经中最后的一卷启示录。
It was based on Jesus showing himself to him that time and also the things that Jesus shown him that he wrote the book of Revelations based on what he saw.
启示录就是讲到将来要发生的事情。
The book of Revelation talks about the things that are still going to happen in the future.
讲到那些跟随耶稣、服侍耶稣的人将来的赏赐和盼望。
Talked about the reward and the hope of those who truly follow Jesus.
这一次的显现对这个年老的约翰有多么大的鼓励的作用。
You can imagine how much encouragement that was to this old apostle John when Jesus appeared to him.On the island of Patmos.
我今天只能够很简单地和大家讲到十二次耶稣向门徒显现。
This morning I can only very briefly summarize these 12 times when Jesus appeared to his followers.
耶稣基督复活是千真万确的事情。
The resurrection of Jesus is a historical fact in space and time.
一个信耶稣的人虽然死了，他将来必定复活。
Whoever is truly born again and have and believed in Jesus will be resurrected.
当世界末日耶稣基督再来的时候，全世界的人都要受审判， 有一些人有永生，有一些人要永死。
In that last day when Jesus returned to this world, every person will face his judgment. Some will go into eternity, living eternal life with him, and others will go into eternal condemnation.
永生就是永远的喜乐，永远的满足，永远的生命。
Eternal life is simply eternal happiness, eternal joy, and eternal fellowship with God.
永死就是永远的灭亡，永远的痛苦。
Eternal death is eternal condemnation and eternal suffering.
永生永死就决定于我们今天对耶稣的态度。
How is one determined whether he would have eternal life or eternal death? That is purely based on our decision of whether we want to accept Jesus as our Savior or not.
我真盼望今天在座的每一位，我们来参加这个庆祝耶稣复活节这个崇拜的每一个人，你真的从你的心里面相信耶稣复活了。人实在是有灵魂的，你愿意相信耶稣，得着这个永远的生命。
I hope this morning, on Easter morning, every single person who enters into this room, before you leave, that you will have the assurance that you believed in Jesus, you believe in his resurrection, and you want to receive him into your life. Revelation, chapter 1.
启示录在圣经最后面，第一章第八节。
Revelation, chapter 1, verse 8. Revelation is the last book in your Bible.
启示录第一章第八节。
Revelation, chapter 1, verse 8.
主神说，我是阿拉法，我是俄梅加。是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。
Revelation chapter 1 verse 8. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty.
我约翰就是你们的弟兄，和你们在耶稣的患难、国度、忍耐里一同有份，为神的道并为给耶稣做的见证，曾在那名叫拔摩的海岛上。当主日，我被圣灵感动，听见在我后面有大声音如吹号说，你所看见的当写在书上，打于以弗所、士梅拿、别加摩、推亚推拉、撒迪、菲拉铁菲、老底加那七个教会。
I, John, your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and perseverance which are in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a sound of a trumpet saying, write in the book what you see and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, to Smyrna, to Pergamum, and to Thyatira, and to Sardis, and to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea.
我转过身来，要看是谁发声与我说话。既转过来，就看见七个金灯台，灯台中间有一位好像人子，身穿长衣，直垂到脚，胸间束着金带，他的头与发洁白，如白羊毛，如雪，眼目如同火焰，脚好像在炉中锻炼光明的铜，声音如同重水的声音。他右手拿着七星，从他口中出来一把两刃的利剑，面貌如同烈日放光。我一看见，就扑倒在他脚前，像死了一样。他用右手按着我说，不要惧怕，我是首先的，我是末后生活的，我曾死过，现在又活了，永永远远。
Verse 12. And I turned to see the voice that was speaking with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the middle of the lampstands, one like a son of a man, clothed in a robe reaching to the feet, and girded across his breast with a golden girdle. And his head and his hair were white like white wool, like snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire, and his feet were like burnished bronze when it has been caused to glow in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of many waters. And in his right hand he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp two-edged sword, and his face was like the sun shining in its strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as a dead man, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last, and the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever, and I have the keys of death and of Hades."
这一段圣经讲到耶稣基督在拔摩海岛上向他的使徒约翰显现。
This passage describes the incident in which Jesus revealed himself to Apostle John on the island of Patmos when he was in exile.
今天兄弟的讲题，耶稣仍然活着，就是根据刚才所读的第十八节。
The topic for this morning's message is Jesus is alive, which is based on verse 18, which is read, Jesus said himself that I am alive forevermore.
耶稣基督借着这个十八节，向约翰做了一个很重要的宣告。
Jesus, using verse 18 in speaking to Apostle John, he made a very important proclamation.
请大家我们一起再注意这个第十八节。
Let's pay attention to verse 18 once again.
这是耶稣讲的话。
These are words spoken by Jesus himself.
耶稣说,
Jesus said,
我是那存活的，我曾死过，现在又活了，直活到永永远远。
Jesus said, I am the living one, and I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore.
我曾死过，现在又活了，这什么意思？
He says, I am the living one, but I was dead. What does that mean?
我曾死过，就是耶稣讲到他曾经为人类的罪被钉死在十字架上。When
Jesus said I was dead, he meant his death on the cross in dying for our sins.
可是他只死了三天。But
he was only dead for 3 days.
他又活了。He
was resurrected.
全世界的基督徒每个礼拜天早晨崇拜神，就是崇拜这一位从死里复活的耶稣基督。All
the Christians throughout the world, every Sunday morning, they worship the Lord. They worship the Lord who was dead but has been resurrected.
他曾死过，这句话很奇妙。It's
very interesting. Jesus said that I was dead.
没有一个人能够说他曾死过。No
one can make the statement except Jesus that I was dead.
人就是死了就死了。
If you're dead, you're dead. You won't even be able to make the statement.
奇妙不奇妙?
This is a very unique and interesting thing about Jesus.
耶稣说他曾死过。
Jesus was able to say that I was dead.
I was dead. 他我以前死过，他现在没死。
Basically, in the past, I had died.
现在又活了，请大家注意说，直活到永永远远。
Not only that, he said, I am the living one. Not only he's a living one, but he says, I am alive forevermore.
耶稣基督今天仍然活着。Jesus
is alive today.
使徒约翰是耶稣基督十二个门徒中活得最久的一位。Apostle
John, among the 12 disciples, 12 apostles of Jesus, was the one who lived the longest.
他在90多岁的时候, 还活着。
He was still living when he was in his 90s.
他为耶稣基督受苦。
He suffered greatly for Jesus.
别人迫害基督的教会，把教会的领袖抓起来，放在一个荒岛上做苦工，做奴工。
Because of his testimony for Jesus as a church leader, he was arrested among many other church leaders and was put into exile on the little island of Patmos.
大家想想看。 一个九十岁的老人家，可能他已经驼背了，可能他头发都白了，他眼睛都看不太清楚了。别人还要让他到荒岛上去做苦工，为什么呢？为耶稣基督，为福音。Just
imagine, John was in his 90s. He was probably kind of bent already. All his hair was probably white. Probably had a little trouble seeing. And yet they still exiled him because of his stand for Jesus.
就在那个时候。 荣耀的耶稣基督向他这位忠心的老仆人显现，安慰他，鼓励他。
It was exactly at that time the glorious Jesus revealed himself to this old and probably very sad Christian.
耶稣基督被钉十字架的时候, 约翰大概只有20多岁。
When Jesus was nailed to the cross, John was very young at the time. He was probably in his early 20s.
一个人在20多岁的时候死了, 怎么可能? 到了他90岁的时候还看见那个71年以前死的人呢?
How is it possible that someone that you have seen die when you're in your 20s and 70 years later in your 90s that person comes back to you and reveals himself to you?
耶稣复活了,
Jesus resurrected.
当约翰20多岁的时候他本来是一个打鱼的人, 主耶稣呼召他, 他就离开了渔船渔网, 跟随主耶稣传道3年之久。
In his early 20s, he was a fisherman, but Jesus called John to follow him, and he followed Jesus for 3 years.
那个时候,耶稣基督受难了,
and after 3 years, Jesus suffered, died on the cross.
后来耶稣又复活了,
and 3 days later, he resurrected and also revealed himself to John.
耶稣复活以后就向约翰显现过。
After Jesus' resurrection, he did reveal himself to Apostle John.
从20岁到90岁中间经过了70年。
And from his 20s until his 90s for 70 years.
从约翰第一次看见复活的耶稣基督显现以后, 已经又经过了70年。
It's been 70 years since the first time Apostle John saw the resurrected Jesus.
70年。 在我们人生中是相当长的一段时间。
70 years is a very long time.
小孩子已经变成了老公公。
A small child has become an old man.
老一代的人都已经过去。
The contemporaries of Apostle John, his same generation, most of them have died and passed away.
在70年当中, 大家可以想象得到, 这个世界上的事啊, 千变万化。
You can imagine how much change it has taken place in the world in those 70 years.
感谢主, 样样都在改变, 可是耶稣基督还是不改变, 还是一样的。
But we thank the Lord because no matter how things change in this world, Jesus still remains the same.
耶稣基督仍然活着。
He was still alive.
在启示录里面有一句宝贵的话说, 羔羊 在宝座上,
it's a very precious phrase in the book of Revelation saying the glorious lamb upon his throne.
羔羊就是指着神的羔羊, 耶稣基督说的。
This glorious lamb is Jesus himself.
羔羊在宝座上的意思就是说, 耶稣基督坐在宝座上, 掌管天下各样的事。
What that phrase means is that this lamb, Jesus himself, is sitting upon a throne, overseeing the events of the entire world.
让我一再地强调, 我们所相信的这位救主耶稣基督, 他是活着的, 他曾死过, 后来又复活了, 他一直活到永永远远。
Let me reemphasize again, the Lord Jesus we believed in is the Lord who has died at one time, but has been resurrected and is living, and he will be alive forevermore.
怎么知道耶稣是活着?
How do we know that Jesus is living?
有一些人可以证明, 有一些人不能证明。
Some people can probably testify to that, some probably can't.
假如你能够说耶稣基督是活的, 你又能够证明耶稣基督是活的, 你的信心是活的。
If you believe that Jesus is alive and you're able to testify and prove it to yourself that Jesus is living, then your faith is alive.
我们基督徒说耶稣基督是活的,并不是别人说,我们就跟着说。
As a Christian, when we say Jesus is alive, we don't say that because other Christians said so and we simply follow along what they said.
在我们个人的经验中,我们可以证明耶稣是活着的,这个很要紧。
Every Christian has the potential to prove that Jesus is living in reality, by their daily life.
前天,礼拜五晚上家庭聚会的时候, 丁长老读了一节圣经, 帮助我回想起一件往事。
A couple of days ago, on a Friday evening family meeting, Elder Ting read a verse which caused me to remember a certain thing.
那个时候我还在初中念书。
At that time, I was still in high school.
我还没有信主,我还根本没有听人讲过福音。
I have not become a Christian yet, and I had even never heard the gospel.
我听见一位邻居啊,他还不是对我讲,他对另外一个人讲到他 对耶稣基督的信仰。
I had heard one of my neighbors speaking, and he wasn't even speaking to me. He was speaking to someone else about Jesus.
他提到一节圣经。
And he mentioned one verse.
这是我第一次，从我生下来开始，这是我第一次听一个人讲到圣经。
That was the very first time in my whole life at that time that I had heard a person speak about Jesus.
我那个时候还不知道约翰福音三章十六节。
I still did not know John 3:16 at the time.
这一节圣经给我很大的帮助。
And this verse helped me greatly at that time.
我们大家一起看这个出埃及记第二十三章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 23. Exodus.
出埃及记第二十三章第二十节。
Exodus chapter 23 verse 20。
这一节圣经说：“看哪，我差遣使者在你前面，在路上保护你，领你到我所预备的地方去。”
Exodus 23:20 says, "Behold, I'm going to send an angel before you to guard you along the way.And to bring you into the place which I have prepared."
当时那个基督徒做见证提到这一节圣经，给我的一个印象啊，就是他觉得神是活的，神非常奇妙。
At that time, that particular Christian neighbor was sharing with another person about his relationship with the Lord, and he mentioned this verse. And it left a very deep impression in my mind that in that person's mind.That God is living and is guiding him and is leading him. I don't know what he had prayed or what he had asked God to guide him in. The only thing that really amazed me was this verse.
神会差遣他的使者在你前面带领你。
That God was going to send an angel to go before me.
在路上保护你。
To guard you along the way.
而且要带领到你到他所预备的地方。
And furthermore, to bring you into the place which I had prepared.
我听了这一节圣经，我心里就有一个疑问：到底真的有神？为什么这个人他觉得神这么奇妙，这么活真活现呢？
And I began to wonder: Is there really a God? How can this person talk like he really knows his God and that his God is living and is leading him and is guiding him every day?
三年前，我。为一件重要的事祷告。
Three years ago, for one very important thing, I have prayed to the Lord.
我是不是应该到美国来？
I prayed to the Lord whether I should go overseas to the States.
有很多的弟兄姐妹也为我祷告。
And many Christian brothers and sisters also pray for me.
我们这里的灵粮堂好几年没有牧师。
For many years, this church, Bread of Life Church here, did not have a pastor.
弟兄姐妹有意思邀请我来在这里做牧养的工作。
And the Christian brothers and sisters in this church had expressed the desire to invite me to come to this church.
这是不是神的带领呢？
Is this God's will for me?
假如我到这里来，台北灵粮堂的工作有没有人接续呢？
If I was to come here, what about the Bread of Life Church in Taipei? Who is going to take over the ministry there?
要请一个人照管几百个人的教会也不是容易的事情。
It's not very easy to find someone who is very qualified to minister to a congregation of a couple hundreds.
经过祷告。
After I prayed.
很多的祷告。
Much, much prayer.
很多弟兄们的祷告。
And much, much prayer.By the Christian brothers and sisters.
一件事若是神的带领，一件一件神都为你安排。
If something is of God's will and of God's leading, things one by one will fall in their right place.
我得了心里得到很大的安慰呀，就是神在我们所行的路上带领我们。
One thing that has always been a great encouragement to me is that God leads us and guides us along the way.
我离开了台北，常常希望得到台北的消息，感谢主。台北的教会，神拣选了一位同工，教会非常的兴旺，在发展之中，我心里得到很大的安慰。
After I left Taipei, I had heard in all these years that things are going very well. God has called a particular brother in the church to become leader for that church, and the church is flourishing.
刚才所念的这节圣经，
The verse I just read gave me great encouragement.
神的使者在路上保护你, 领你到他所预备的地方。
God will send an angel before you to guard you along the way and to bring you into the place that he has prepared.
我们怎么知道神是活的? 神听我们的祷告, 神回答我们的祷告, 我们知道神是活的。
How do we know that God is alive? We know by our prayer and by our answered prayers that he is alive.
我们怎么知道神是活的? 在我们日常的生活当中, 我们看见神的手在那里引导, 安排各样的事情。
How do we know God is alive? We know God is alive by looking in our daily lives and see how the hands of God shapes us and guides us and leads us.
昨天晚上我们举行的音乐会, 有200多个人来参加, 真是快乐。
Last night we had a concert and over 200 people attended.
有好几位青年弟兄姐妹们做见证, 神听他们的祷告, 他们的见证证明神是活的。
Several of our young people gave their testimony how God is alive to them in their personal life and how God has answered their prayers.
当耶稣基督从死里复活以后, 他曾经先后用40天的时间向门徒显现, 证明他是活的。
After Jesus was resurrected, he spent 40 days before he ascended into heaven to reveal himself time after time to his followers, to prove to them that he is alive.
就是当他升天了以后, 在特别的情形之下, 他还会向特别的人显现。
Even after his ascension into heaven, under special circumstances, he still revealed himself to his followers.
关于耶稣复活以后向门徒显现这些事情的记载, 在圣经里面有12次之多。
There are at least 12 instances which are recorded in the Bible of Jesus' appearances to his followers after his death and resurrection.
就在耶稣复活的当天,
on the very day that he resurrected, he revealed himself 5 times to his followers.
你们会心里想啊,
and you might be asking yourself, which are these 5 times?
有没有哪一个人能够想得出来, 耶稣复活的当天有5次显现, 是向哪几个人, 在什么样的情形之下显现?
Let me give you a question. The first 5 times that Jesus revealed himself on the very day he resurrected, who did he reveal himself to and under what circumstances?
对了,沈老师是讲得很对。耶稣复活以后第一次向人显现,就是向那个抹大拉的玛利亚。Grandma
Sun is right. The very first appearance was to Mary. Mary Magdalene.
Magdalene, right. 耶稣 在那一次显现以后,第二次又显现,是同一个时间,向好几个妇女们显现,可能抹大拉的玛利亚也包括在其中。
And the second time he revealed himself was about the same time, maybe he revealed himself to several women, maybe including Mary Magdalene.
假如我推算得不错, 耶稣那一天第三次向人显现,就是特别单独的向他的门徒。
If I'm not mistaken, the third time he revealed himself was to his apostle Peter alone.
第四次,诸位记得向谁显现?
The fourth time, do you remember?
向走在以马忤斯路上的两个门徒,对不对呀?
It was to 2 of his disciples on the side of the road.
当他们看见耶稣显现以后,他们高兴得不得了,马上又回耶路撒冷去告诉其他的门徒们。
And on the road to Emmaus, Jesus showed himself to these 2 disciples, and afterwards those 2 went back to Jerusalem and told the rest of the followers of Jesus that they have seen Jesus.
当他们两个人告诉其他的门徒,耶稣真的复活了,向我们显现,门徒说,我们已经知道了,因为他已经向彼得显现过了。
And after those 2 have entered and told all the Christians that they have seen Jesus, they told them that we already knew because he had already revealed himself to Peter.
所以我想,大概是 按照这个次序,先向彼得显现,那是第三次,然后又向两个走在以马忤斯的路上的门徒显现,那是当天的第四次。
So this is how I deduce that the third time Jesus revealed himself alone to Peter, and then the fourth time to the 2 disciples on the highway.
当他们正在欢喜快乐讲到耶稣复活的时候, 耶稣突然又向他们显现,那一次很多的门徒都看见。
Just at the moment that all the disciples were celebrating in great joy that Jesus had resurrected, right at that moment Jesus appeared to them in their midst, and appeared to many of them.
那一次, 就是复活的当天的那个晚上，就是当天的第五次的显现，至少有十二个人看见。
And that was the fifth time Jesus revealed himself, and that was in the evening of the day of resurrection, and at least 12 people were there.
为什么我说十二个人
呢？ Why do you might ask, how do I know there are at least 12?
因为耶稣基督有十二个门徒，这十二个门徒当中，那个卖耶稣的犹大不算在内，那天晚上多马也不算在内，所以十二个门徒中间有十个，再加上以马忤斯路上的这两个门徒，所以至少有十二个人那天晚上看见。
There are at least 12 people there that evening because among Jesus' 12 apostles, Judas, the one who betrayed him, was not there at all, and also Thomas was not there, so at least there are 10 apostles plus the two disciples who returned from the road to Emmaus.
耶稣复活的当天有很多人两次看见复活的耶稣。
On the very day that Jesus resurrected, some of the people there had the privilege of seeing Jesus twice.
那就是玛利亚、彼得和走在以马忤斯路上的两个门徒。And、一天之内两次看见复活的耶稣基督。
They include Mary, Magdalene, Peter himself, and also the two disciples on the road to Emmaus.
我喜欢研究圣经上有关耶稣复活以后向门徒显现的那些经文。
I'm very interested in studying the passages which talked about Jesus' appearances to his followers after his resurrection.
耶稣复活以后向门徒显现在什么地点呢？在什么时间呢？在怎么样的一个情形之下显现？我很有兴趣研究。
I'm very interested in just exactly when, where, and under what circumstances did Jesus reveal himself to his followers.
我讲出来可能各位听了觉得很有兴趣的。
If I tell you, you may find this very interesting also.
耶稣复活以后显现在什么地点呢？
First question is, where did Jesus reveal himself to his followers?
你们想不想得出来呢？
Can you come up with the answers?
耶稣在什么地方显现？在哪些不同的地方？
In which places did Jesus reveal himself?
耶稣基督最早向玛利亚显现是在一个花园里，对不对呀？
The very firstappearance to Mary Magdalene was in a garden.
有些时候耶稣基督是在屋子里向人显现。
Many times Jesus revealed himself among physical things.
有些时候耶稣基督是人正在路上走路的时候向他显现。
Jesus also revealed himself to people while they're traveling on the road.
有些时候耶稣向门徒显现是在门徒在海边打鱼的时候。
Jesus also revealed himself to his disciples when his disciples was along the seashore fishing.
有些时候耶稣向门徒显现是在山顶上。
Sometimes Jesus appeared, revealed himself to his followers on top of a mountain.
刚才我们所读的圣经，耶稣向年老的约翰显现是在一个海岛上。
And also to Apostle John on a desert island.
耶稣曾经在耶路撒冷显现，也曾经在加利利显现。
He revealed himself in Jerusalem and also in Galilee.
在橄榄山，在大马色。
On the Mount of Olives.
Damascus.
In Damascus.
耶稣基督复活以后显现是在什么时间显现？在一天的当中什么时间呢？
What about when? The question when. What time of the day did he reveal himself?
大家想得出来吗？
Can you come up with the answers?
圣经里面有一个地方讲到，当玛利亚到坟墓去的时候，那个时候是一天的早晨，天将将亮。就在那个时候耶稣显现。
When Mary Magdalene went to see the body of Jesus, it was at daybreak, very, very first part of the morning. Jesus revealed himself to her.
当几个门徒在提比利亚海打鱼的时候，他们打了一个晚上，打不到鱼啊。天刚亮的时候，耶稣在岸上向他们显现。
And also his disciples, that after they had fished whole night and couldn't catch anything, and just right before daybreak, they were about to give up, and Jesus...appeared to them on the seashore.
保罗那个时候到大马色那个城去抓基督徒啊，圣经上讲到，刚好是在中午的时候，他走在路上，突然呢，耶稣在中午向他显现。
When Apostle Paul on his way to Damascus about to arrest Christians, the Bible said it was around noon that Jesus appeared to him.
那个两个走在以马忤斯的路上的门徒，耶稣向他们显现是在下午，一直到吃晚饭的那段时间。
And the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, Jesus appeared to them during the afternoon time.
讲得更清楚一点，就是他们正在吃晚饭的时候，耶稣突然显现。
It was right When they were about ready to have dinner,
他们跟耶稣在一起好几个钟头，他们没有发现是耶稣。在吃晚饭的时候，突然他们的眼睛明亮，他们看出来这一位是复活的救主。
They had spent a couple of hours with Jesus and they didn't recognize him until about the supper time. When they were having supper together, all of a sudden their eyes were open and they recognized him.
还有好多次，耶稣向门徒显现都是在晚上。
And several other times, Jesus' appearances were all in the evenings.
当一天辛劳的工作过去了以后，晚上休息的时候，啊，耶稣向门徒显现。
After a hard day's work, Jesus appeared to his followers.
我想到张姊妹啊，梅张姊妹，以前在我们崇拜中曾经独唱了唱一首诗，那个诗的名字在花园中 ，In the Garden.
I remember one time, Mrs. May Chen.Sang a solo in our service, and the song that she sang that time was called In the Garden.
我相信那是很多基督徒很喜欢的一首诗。
I know that many of you like this song.
这个诗歌说，我独自来到花园中。
The lyrics go something like this, I come to the garden alone.
那个时候玫瑰花呀，上面还有露水，那一定是早晨了。
While the dew is still on the roses, that has to be early in the morning.
忽然呢，我耳中听见温柔的声音，原来是主耶稣。
And all of a sudden, the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses.
我好喜欢这首诗歌。
I really like this hymn.
在人生的道路上，神陪伴我们走，神不断地用他的话来引导我们。
As we travel along the road of our life, that Jesus is with us and guiding us and leading us.
在一天的生活当中，随时耶稣基督可能向我们显现。
The point here is that any time in the day, Jesus can be with us.
我再问大家一个问题：耶稣基督向门徒显现，请问是一个礼拜中间的礼拜几
？Let me ask you, on what day of the week did Jesus reveal himself to his followers?
有人会说：“郑牧师，你问的这个太厉害了。
”Some of you may say, Reverend Chen, you're getting too much.
你还问我是礼拜几，我怎么知道
？How can I know what day of the week?
圣经上有些时候他就讲到是礼拜几。
Sometimes the Bible does mention what day of the week.
别的时间我不晓得，可是圣经上有一个地方好多次都提到了，七日的第一日。
I don't know about the other times, but several times the Bible mentioned it was the first day of the week.
七日的第一日清早，七日的第一日晚上。
Early morning on the first day of the week, also in the evening of the first day of the week.
七日的第一日就是礼拜天。
First day of the week is Sunday.
耶稣基督复活是在七日的第一日，是在礼拜天。
Jesus was resurrected on the first day of the week.
耶稣复活的那一天就是七日的第一日，就是礼拜天。他五次。向门徒显现都是礼拜天。
On the day of Resurrection Sunday, he revealed himself five times to his followers.
那个礼拜天的晚上显现，多马不在。他说我不相信。过了一个礼拜，又是礼拜天的晚上，多马也在。耶稣又显现。
On that very first Sunday evening, Thomas was not there. And then 7 days later, on the same Sunday evening, Jesus revealed himself again to his followers, and Thomas was there that time.
刚才我们所念的经文，耶稣基督在拔摩海岛上向这个约翰显现，是礼拜几呢
？Let me ask you, what day of the week did Jesus reveal himself to Apostle John on the island of Patmos?
刚才所念的圣经上告诉我们是礼拜几，你们有没有注意
？Revelation chapter 1 does tell us what day of the week that was.
第一章第十节，请大家看呢。
Look at verse 10 of chapter 1 in Revelation.
当主日，我被圣灵感动。这里提到主日，这又是提到礼拜天。
Apostle John said, "I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. The Lord's day is Sunday, the first day of the week."
耶稣基督死里复活以后，向门徒显现12次的当中，我可以提供证据的，有7次。
Of the 12 times that Jesus revealed himself to his followers after his resurrection, we can definitely conclude that 7 of those times were on Sunday.
礼拜天是一个重要的日子，
Sunday is a very important day of the week.
一般的人觉得 这个七天有什么不一样？可是基督徒不应当这样觉得。
Many people feel, what's the difference one day of the week to another? But Christians, Sunday is very important.
你觉得礼拜天很重要吗？
Do you feel Sunday is very important?
圣经里面，尤其是新约圣经，一再的强调主日，这一天是主日，这是主耶稣基督的日子。
Especially in the New Testament, the phrase the Lord's Day was repeated many, many times.
前天晚上家庭聚会的时候，刘太太她提到一节圣经，讲到我们基督徒应当守主日，应当把主日分别为圣。
Two nights ago on the family meeting again, Mrs. Liu mentioned that we need to keep our Lord's Day. We need to put the Lord's Day as separate.
圣经上有这样的话。
The Bible has these words.
我们应当在七天当中把一天分别为圣，不要做私事自己的事情，要把它分别出来，专心的崇拜主。
As a Christian, we ought to take one day of the week, Sunday, and set it apart just for the Lord, and not to do things just for our own benefit for that day.
可是有好多的基督徒也在内，他们觉得礼拜天没有什么，我有空。我就到礼拜堂坐一坐。
But many, many Christians don't really feel any different about Sunday. If I have time, then I'll go into the church and sit for a while.
我盼望我们弟兄姐妹有一个坚定的心志，我们要把七天中间的这一天把它分别出来。主日，崇拜主的日子，是属于主的日子。我不能够用自己的事情来占据。
I really hope that every one of you Christians will set apart this one day, Sunday, just for the Lord.Not to do your own things, and not to only come to church because you don't have other things that you need to take care of.
我已经讲过耶稣复活显现的时间和地点，我接下去要讲耶稣复活以后向人显现的那个看见他的人数。
Next thing I'd like to talk about is the number of people who saw Jesus in each one of these 12 times.
耶稣复活以后向人显现。有好多次都是单独的向一个人显现。
Several times Jesus revealed himself to only a single person.
我一再已经提到了，他向玛利亚一个人显现。
I already mentioned he appeared to Mary Magdalene.
他向彼得一个人显现。
To Peter.
他也向保罗、约翰单独一个人显现。
To Paul, Apostle Paul and also Apostle John.
还有一个人，我觉得今天我需要强调的，他曾经向一个名字叫做雅各的人显现，在圣经上记载。
There's another person. Jesus revealed himself alone to him. This person's name was given as James.
这个雅各到底是谁
？Who is James?
他并不是耶稣基督十二个门徒中的雅各。
This James was not one of the. Is not the James who was one of Jesus' 12 apostles.
他是耶稣基督的弟弟。
He was the younger brother of Jesus.
当玛利亚还是童女的时候，他生了耶稣。后来呢，玛利亚和约瑟结婚了，又生了几个孩子，是耶稣的弟弟。耶稣弟弟中间最年长的那个大弟弟就是雅各。
Mary had Jesus when she was a virgin, and after Jesus' birth, she also had other children through Joseph. And James was the eldest.Of her children after Jesus. So James was, in a way, a half brother of Jesus.
你读这个四福音，你会发现，雅各，耶稣的这个大弟弟，他本来不信耶稣的。
If you study the four Gospels carefully, you would know that this James, this brother of Jesus, did not believe in him at first.
可是后来，他完全改变了，他非常虔诚地相信耶稣。
But、afterwards, he became a very, very、effective Christian minister.
圣经上有几个地方提到雅各的时候，说到他是圣者 ，the saint, the saint.
Several places when it mentions James, it calls James the saint, James.
因为雅各是一个非常虔诚的人，他用很多的时间做祷告。
Because James was a person who was very sincere, and he spent much time in prayer.
教会的历史上告诉我们说，这位雅各，他的这个膝盖，因为常常祷告的缘故，这个膝盖的皮很粗啊，好像骆驼的皮呀、啊。
According to church history, that James spent so much time in prayer, he was on his knees, that the tissue of, above his kneecap became so callous, it was tougher than the camel's skin.
我请大家特别注意这个雅各。
I'd like to ask you to think about this James for a while.
雅各是跟耶稣基督一同生活三十年之久的一个人。
James was the only person who spent the whole 30 years with Jesus.
很多基督徒啊，心里都有一个苦恼，带领家里的人信主很难啊。
Many of us Christians have this nagging thing in our hearts that it is so hard to lead my family members to the Lord.
家里的人你怎么能够带他信主？你天天跟他在一起，你发脾气他都看见的。
How can you lead someone to Christ in your family? Because they see you all the time. They see you when you get mad. They see you when you fail.
吃苹果的时候，你老是抢那个大苹果，他都看见的。你怎么能够带领他信主呢？
When you share the apple, you always take the bigger part. How can you lead that person to Christ?
很多的人都觉得。我要带领家里的人信主是太难了。
Many people, many Christians feel it's very difficult to lead family members to Christ.
圣经上关于雅各的记载给我们基督徒一个很大的鼓励啊。
But the records on James should be a great encouragement to all of us.
假如耶稣基督四处传道，带领了很多的人信主，他家里的人都不信啊，那是一个多么大的讽刺。
You can see that how, if Jesus would have led so many people to him and have so many followers, and yet his own family members.Would not follow him. That would be a terrible joke.
感谢主，雅各相信主。
But we thank God that Jesus' brother James.
在圣经看不了的地方，有一卷书《雅各书》。这个雅各书就是这个雅各写的。
Toward the end of the Bible, there's a book called James. This book of James was written by this same James.
让我再一次讲，新约圣经中的雅各书不是耶稣的门徒雅各写的，是耶稣的弟弟雅各写的。
Let me emphasize again, the epistle.Of James was not written by Apostle James, but written by Jesus' brother, Saint James.
在新约时代啊，他们写这个书信都有一个习惯，他们写一封信啊，最先呢，他们都是要介绍我这个写信的人是谁，然后我写给什么人。
In the New Testament time, there was a custom the way they write letters. They always start out at the very beginning of the letter, introducing themselves, who the person is.That is writing the letter.
在雅各书第一章第一节，雅各写这封信的时候，他介绍自己，他不是说我是耶稣的大弟弟，耶稣是我的大哥。
Now, when James wrote his epistle, he didn't start out by saying, "James, I'm the brother of Jesus. Jesus was my big brother."
啊，他怎么说呢？他说我做神和主耶稣基督仆人的雅各。
He didn't say that. Instead, verse 1 of James chapter 1 says, James, a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我有两个弟弟。
I have two brothers myself.
假如有一天我的弟弟写一封信，他在后面签名的时候说是你的仆人，我真受不了啊。
It would be fantastic if one day my younger brother writes a letter to me and at the end he signs, your bondservant.
我们中文圣经翻译这个仆人呢，翻译得很客气啊。他讲的那个是英文的翻译啊，那个仆人是 bond servant， 用一句更通俗一点的话就是 slave。你们知道什么叫 slave 吗？以前的黑人做奴隶啊，就是这个 slave。
In the Chinese it simply says servant, but the English is actually closer to the original language. Bond servant carries the implication that that servant is bond, meaning that he is more like a slave, owned by the master.
耶稣基督自己家里的人这么样的相信耶稣基督，证明耶稣基督实在不平凡啊。
You can see that this is a great testimony to Jesus that his own brother and his own family, after he resurrected, called Jesus, addressed himself as the bond servant of Jesus.
后来雅各被抓住了。
Afterwards, James was arrested.
那些迫害基督教的人把雅各抓住，然后对他说：“你否认耶稣，我们就放你。”
After James was arrested one time, the people who were persecuting the church said to James that if you would deny Jesus, then we would release you.
雅各有没有否认？
What did James do?
没有。
James did not deny Jesus.
他大声地喊叫，耶稣是基督，耶稣是神的儿子，耶稣就是将来要审判全世界的那位。
Instead, he screamed very loudly that Jesus is the Lord, Jesus is the Messiah, and one day he will be the judge.Who is to come to judge the world.
后来人把他拉到那个圣殿的顶上，然后把他推下去。
And then what happened was that they took him to the top of the temple, and they threw him off from the top of the temple.
他受了重伤。
And he was severely injured.
后来别人用石头再打他，把他打死。
And afterwards he was stoned to death.
当他临死以前，他还为那些 迫害他的人祷告，就像耶稣基督一样。
And right before he died, he even prayed for the people who were stoning him, very much like Jesus.
因为时间的缘故，我今天只能讲到这里。
Because of time, I'll stop here this morning.
若是神许可，我下个礼拜要继续跟大家讲这位复活显现的耶稣基督。
If the Lord willing, next Sunday I'll continue on the same topic, the living Jesus.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.